You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Do you have a hobby or maybe more than one? Tell us about it. You are our guest. We want to hear about your hobby. Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. There's a huge variety of hobbies out there that people do. Collecting stuff, craft projects, art, woodworking, sports, games. The list goes on and on. Call in now and tell us about yours, your hobby, what it is, how you got into it, what it means to you. The number is 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll go right to your calls now. Doris is with us in Green Bay. Doris, what's your hobby?
Pen pals.
Pen pals.
I'll tell you, pen pals. I'll tell you how it started. When I was 12 years old, we had neighbors that had a girl 2 years younger than I. She had cerebral palsy. So her father would bring home the Playmate magazine, and I would read it to her. And when I came home from school, I'd read to her also and other things, and her mother would be busy in the kitchen. So I wrote a letter to the magazine wanting to get some letters for the girl. Well, it worked. And they came by the truck right to the house, even with so much mail, and for her. And then they brought some to me. And that's how my hobby began. And it was 3 cents postage. I was using my parents' stamps at the beginning. Well, I ended up meeting some of the pen pals, and once we, after I was long gone married with that deal, I still had pen pals, and still do have some in foreign countries, which is nice now that we can see and talk to each other on our cell phones. Or
fantastic.
A new way now we can see and talk.
That is wonderful.
One girl was born in London on the same day and year as I here in Green Bay.
That's...
So we've compared things with her, and I call her my twin.
That's fantastic, Doris. Thank you so much for getting us started. Wow, a lifelong hobby started at an early age. What is your hobby? Top that one. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Want to hear what you do in your spare time, how you got started, what it does for you. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We asked our Wisconsin Public Media colleagues to share some of their stories. Marta Bechtol, Executive Director of the Educational Communications Board, says she has a long history with quilting.
We moved around a lot during my husband's military career, and in 1999 we were moving into a townhouse on Fort Wainwright in Alaska, and a couple of the neighbors came over to size me up, and one of them asked me, "Do you sew?" To which I offered an eager yes, because I've been an avid sewer since I was a teenager. And then the other one turned to me and said, "Do you quilt?" And I said I did not. And then they looked at each other, and then they turned back to me, and they said, "Well, you do now." And that was that.
How about you? Do you quilt or sew or collect or woodwork or you name it? Fill in the blank with your hobby right now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Share your hobby story right now. The line is open for you at 800-642-1234. Madeline Fox, WPR education reporter, also loves to sew, mostly apparel, but sometimes bags and purses too. She says, "I love that it connects me to a bigger community of people who sew, both online and in person through my local sewing guild. It's fun to have a hobby totally different from my job that makes me concentrate and try new things and work through problems. And I have something I can wear to show for it." How about you? Call in now at 800-642-1234. I know people are excited about this. We're getting calls on all our other conversations today, people wanting to get into this hobby talk. 800-642-1234 is the number for you to call in now to talk about your hobby. Let's listen to another story from one of our colleagues, Clarissa Johnson, in our audience services department. I hope as a Food Friday fan, given her hobby.
One of my hobbies is cooking. I kind of wax and wane with it as I have more energy, but I really enjoy fermenting foods a lot because most of the time all of the effort is in the setup and cleanup, and then you kind of just let bacteria and yeast do their thing. I also like baking bread a lot when I have the energy. I think there's something a little bit therapeutic about kneading dough by hand if you can, and even if you can't, it's still great to have fresh baked bread in the house. I also used to bake bread with my grandma when I was younger, and so I can feel a little bit more connected to her as well, even if she's hundreds of miles away.
That's a great story. Let's go back to your calls with your hobbies at 800-642-1234. Liz is with us in Columbus. Hi, Liz.
Hey, Rob. I'm a bread baker, and when the pandemic started, I heard about sourdough. All for years, and I'm like, what's the big deal about sourdough? So I'm one of those pandemic sourdough bakers.
Where did you get your starter, Liz, or did you make your own?
I made my own.
Okay. I mean, I've got a brother out in San Francisco, actually, and he was for a while big into sourdough and always had the starter, and then he brought it out to my folks in Michigan, and they had their starter. They've let their starters expire, though. You're still going strong, it sounds like.
I am, yes. In fact, I bake sourdough every couple of days, and my neighbors love me.
Yeah, because that's the great thing about baking. You can bake more than you can eat, so you can make friends by giving away the extras.
The mailman, the Amazon deliver, everybody, they like my bread, so I'll keep baking. And it's cheaper than therapy. Flour is much cheaper than therapy.
Excellent. Public radio hosts like sourdough bread too, Liz. Just I'm going to put that out there for you. Thanks. Thanks a lot for calling in, Liz, at 800-642-1234. We heard from Tracy on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Tracy is a fan of woodworking, specifically making cabinets, also vegetable and native plant gardening, making cold processed soap. Oh, I almost said soup. This is soap. Don't confuse the two. Hiking, kayaking, reading, kitten fostering, and cooking. Wow. That's a lot of great hobbies. Thanks for sharing that with us, Tracy. Let's go back to your calls now. Tom is with us in Turtle Lake. Hi, Tom.
Hi, this is Tom Olson. I started making wooden bowls about 3 years ago when I retired at age 75. And we had a big storm here, and now I'm turning all our dead trees into wooden bowls and really enjoy it. And I found that there's a lot of other men my age that have retired in the area that are doing the same thing.
Cool.
It's just a phenomenon.
Is it basically like whittling? What's your toolkit for making wooden bowls? A lathe?
Like a lathe, yeah.
Okay.
We turn them.
Excellent. How many do you reckon you've made so far?
Oh, two or three dozen, I guess. I give them away to the family members.
Excellent, Tom. Thanks a lot. That is a great hobby. I love it. Thanks for sharing that at 800-642-1234. Heather joins us now in Madison. Heather, hello.
Hi.
Hi, what's your hobby?
First time caller. My hobby is an online pedigree database for Wisconsin State Dog, the American Water Spaniel.
So you maintain a website about the American Water Spaniel?
I maintain a website, and I have a pedigree database that has all of the dogs going back to the founding dogs from 1938.
Wow. Now, probably anybody who wants to know about this has found your website, but just in case, Heather, somebody wants to know more about the pedigree of their American Water Spaniel, how are they going to find you?
ScaniBrownDogs.com.
ScaniBrownDogs?
BrownDogs, yes.
.com.
If you can imagine, Wisconsin State Dog comes in one color, brown.
I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Heather. That's a cool hobby. Wait a minute. Are you still there, Heather?
I'm still here.
Do you have one or more American Water Spaniels?
I currently have two. I've had one by my side for more than half my life. They are the best breed. Under 50 pounds, curly brown, floppy ears, super fun.
Wonderful. I'm glad I remembered to ask you that. Thanks for calling in, Heather. We are taking your calls about your hobbies. We want to hear what you do for fun and recreation. Arts, crafts, collections, activities, you name it. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation, maybe hear from you, coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're taking your calls about the hobbies in your life. You can join in and share yours at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Back to your calls now. John is with us in Kenosha. John, hi, what's your hobby?
My hobby is competitive trap shooting. I do it with my team.
And how far have you traveled to go to competitions?
I've traveled to Cincinnati, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Is your team pretty good?
Yeah, we've placed first in states and third in nationals.
And it sounds pretty fun. Is it? I mean, A, it's a fun activity. Is it pretty cool to do it as part of a team?
Yeah, it really is, because you get to meet new people and stuff.
Cool. John, thanks a lot for sharing that with us at 800-642-1234. Want to listen to another story about hobbies from a WPR colleague? This is Alyssa Benno with PBS Wisconsin.
I love giving new life to old furniture, whether it's family heirlooms or thrift store finds. My orbital sander is my favorite toy. This old house is my favorite resource. And my favorite way to spend an afternoon is in the paint and stain aisle at the hardware store. It's a hobby that forces me to slow down. I've learned the beauty of real wood, the importance of pre-stained wood conditioner, and why you shouldn't use an orbital sander in the basement, unless your favorite thing to spend money on every 2 weeks is home air filters. It can be meticulous, like the process of refinishing a 100-year-old hand-carved dining set that was passed down in my dad's family. But when I had finished it, my favorite thing wasn't how beautiful it turned out. It was hearing my dad and his siblings share memories of the meals they had at it while growing up, and knowing that now that it's in my own kitchen, I'll get to do the same.
It's a great story. We are taking your calls about your hobbies at 800-642-1234. Bob joins us now in Two Rivers. Bob, what is your hobby?
My hobby is collecting miniature anvils.
Miniature anvils? I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, it's a big thing. Just Google miniature anvils and you'll have all kinds of time to spend with them. Anyway, I'm an amateur blacksmith or a wannabe blacksmith, and I started collecting little anvils about 30 years ago. And since 1997, I've had cast over 4,000 anvils with over 200 different names of people, places, and events on them. I own the patterns, and I change the letters, and the little foundry in Collins, Union Brass and Aluminum Foundry, they do all my casting, and I just finish them. And there's a big network of anvil collectors all over the country.
Cool. Okay, I did exactly what you said and looked it up online. I'm seeing, yeah, they're like, some of these guys are 2 pounds, because I think anvils, I think, really heavy. Not these are really little, though.
You'd look up mini anvils.
Yeah, yeah.
M-I-N-I.
Oh, okay.
Mini anvils. Yeah.
I just look miniature anvils. Okay. So how many do you have sitting around now?
Well, of the thousands or the 200 different names I made, when I make a order, I save one of each one. So if I get another order, I know how to set the letters on them, because the tedious job is changing the letters on the pattern. Little aluminum letters get epoxied to the part A and part B pattern, as I call it. And then take them to the foundry and he casts them. And then I bring them home and I have a little machine shop. I grind the top and the bottom and put the hardy hole is this, the square hole, and the Pritchell hole is a round hole, and they have to have that. And
wow.
Yeah. But at my own collection, I've had about 600 of them.
And wow.
I'm getting to where I got to start parting with some of my treasures, so they're going by the wayside, some of them.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Wow, that was the thing I didn't know existed, mini anvil collection. Thanks, Bob, for sharing that at 800-642-1234. Robert joins us next in Sheboygan. Robert, hi.
Hi. I collect Magic the Gathering cards. And
you know, Magic was has been a big thing for years, and I actually stopped playing in 1996, but got back into it when I was older. I play old school Magic, so only older cards, but I travel all over the country now, and I get to, you know, meet all these people that I never would have before, and we all have this kind of shared passion for playing this game that we played when we were children. There's a lot of nostalgia involved with it.
Oh, yeah. Now, I'm a big game player. I've played Magic back in the day. Playing games and collecting games, they sometimes run afoul of each other, Robert. How do you preserve the cards that you're also playing with?
Well, you know, I collect a lot of these things out of nostalgia, even if I don't play the actual card. But, you know, in my opinion, these cards were meant to be played. So even if there's a chance I might injure the card by actually playing the game, you know, I want to see that card on the table, and I want to see my opponent's face when I actually get that card out there and play it, even if they haven't seen it in 20 years.
Robert, thank you so much. I'm on the same page. I think they're meant to be played, so I don't wrap them up in plastic or anything like that. We are taking your calls about your hobbies at 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Parker joins us next in Janesville. Parker, what is your hobby?
I go cycling, and I've been getting into doing bike tours with a group of friends around Wisconsin.
Ooh, what are some of the highlights of your tours?
Last summer, we did a four-day tour from Janesville to Potosi and back, and we hammock camped. So, hiking for 4 days.
You're breaking up, but you answered the question I was going to ask. Hammock camping along the way. I wonder if that was like you're biking from motel to motel or campsite to campsite. I get it. Parker, thanks a lot for sharing that. Sorry we lost you there. 800-642-1234 is the number to call and share your hobbies with Central Time and the world. Dale is next in Madison. Hi, Dale.
From Appleton.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dale in Appleton. I think our producer misheard you there. But what? More importantly, what is your hobby?
Woodworking.
What kind of things do you do?
You name it. I started with the simple stuff like burrows and other simple things like that. And the Holy Spirit gives me a lot of really unique, awesome ideas and stuff. And I make some really cool stuff. Summers, I couldn't find it, but I have a list that's almost 40 things long of different things I've made.
Wow.
And stuff. And I can do pretty much anything with wood. So wood is pretty neat. You can, depending on what type it is, you can make stuff with really super hard wood if it needs that ability and
cool.
To stay old. Or you can use cheaper pine or whatever for other softwood stuff.
Wow. Dale, thanks a lot for sharing that with us. A lot of great wood projects. Thanks for calling in from Appleton, Dale. I appreciate it. Elizabeth joins us next in Madison. Elizabeth, hi.
Hi, I collect hiking medallions ever since I was 5 years old. They go on my hiking stick that I've had for that long.
Where does one get a hiking medallion?
I get them from state parks and national parks. Every time I go, I will always find one, and they're actually in order from the first one I've visited to the last one.
Oh, so. Cool. So how do you store them or display them in order?
So they attach to my hiking stick that I'll take, and one day once it's completely filled up and I can't add anymore, I plan on hanging it and having it just be a memento of all my travels.
Awesome. Wow, what a great way to remember your trips, Elizabeth. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. I love it. We are taking your calls for another few minutes with your hobbies. Share them with us at 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Eli is up next in Madison. Hi, Eli. What's your hobby?
Hi there. I collect Civil War relics, bullets, belt buckles, that kind of thing.
Wow. How do you find them? Do you go to conventions, or are there dealers, or how do you track those down?
Yeah, it's kind of a mix. I like to go to a lot of battlefields when I travel. So when I go there, I check out antique shops in the area. I'm real particular about provenance, where they come from, mm-hmm. and who found them. And then, I just have a nice collection. I'm down to 3 giant cases now. So
you've been pairing it down a little bit?
Well, I'm just trying not to collect as much until I get more space, but it's hard not to. So.
All right. Thanks for sharing that, Eli. John is with us next in La Crosse. John, hi.
Yes, hello. How you doing?
Good. What's your collection or your hobby?
I collect Pez dispensers.
Cool. What are some of the highlights of your Pez dispenser collection? I know there's a zillion of them out there.
Yes. I started in 1997 or so. My children, I gave a couple to my children, and since I started collecting them, got about 5,000 in my collection. My favorites, it's hard to say. They used to start out with only a couple a year, but now in the last several years, it's just getting kind of ridiculous, actually. But
John, that sounds like a great collection, 5,000 pieces. Time for another caller or two. Paula is on the line in Green Bay. Paula, what is your hobby?
Well, I'm a geologist, so I decided that one of the things I was going to do was collect a rock from a specific formation from every county in Wisconsin.
Cool. Are you up to 72?
No, I'm at about 26.
Okay. Oh, your work's cut out for you then. Thank you, Paula. Time for one more caller. Cameron is with us now in Green Bay. Cameron, what's your hobby? Oh, we lost Cameron, but I have a note. It says playing Dungeons & Dragons was Cameron's hobby. We heard from Jacqueline on Facebook who says hobbies include cooking and baking, playing the hammered dulcimer, and singing in church choir. Jacqueline says they're retired, so hobbies help give purpose for life and a reason to get out of bed in the morning. Thank you, everybody, for sharing those great stories. A lot of great hobbies in there. Wish I had time to do them all. I got a few of my own, though. You can keep sharing your hobby stories, though, over on the Ideas Network Facebook page. I could share them over the rest of the week on the show. Coming up tomorrow here on Central Time, we'll look at the role state and tribal governments play in pipelines after a move by the Biden administration to give them more authority. And large-scale livestock farms can have a big impact on small communities in Wisconsin. We'll check out a new report. That's coming up tomorrow here on Central Time.